You are listening to the Great to Talk podcast by Great Western Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust. In this episode, we're going to hear about the work of two of our advanced clinical practitioners, health staff who are developing their skills so we can provide better care to our patients.
My name's Neil Aplin. I work as an advanced clinical practitioner in the A&E department. What that involves is working on the medical team, working alongside my medical colleagues, and seeing, treating, managing patients that present to A&E. I had no intention of being a nurse whatsoever, but I kind of somehow accidentally joined the Royal Auxiliary Air Force as a medic, and that was the starting point for everything that then came next. I actually found that I really liked doing all the medical training. One thing led to another, trained as a nurse, and then a good few years later, started my journey to become an advanced clinical practitioner. See, achieving the master's degree is something that's a really big key point for many of us. I mean, that's a lot of work, it's a lot of time, it's a lot of commitment. And for the vast majority of us that do that, we do that while on the job. So we're working our normal working hours, whether that be, you know, full-time or around full-time. And at the same time as doing that, we're then going to university as well. So it's a big commitment. So if you're doing university, if you're doing work, if you've got family life, you suddenly have lots of commitments that you try to achieve. So once we actually finish the master's, it does feel like you've really, really achieved.
My name's Nathan Bailey. I'm a lead advanced clinical practitioner for our hospital night service here at the Great Western Hospital in Swindon. So a day at work in the hospital night service. So we mainly do nights, and we cover the whole of the hospital as an ACP team. So we start at maybe 7:30. We come in, we log in, and we answer calls for unwell, deteriorating patients. So anybody with a high NEWS score, people that are becoming generally unwell. We're a team that can be called upon for specialist sort of input and service that if own medical teams are having problems with complex case or complex patients that we can go along and support them with. Working nights can be tiring, so work three on and then we try to have a little bit of a gap to brace it out. There is some, after doing the first night, I tend to be awake for most of the day, and then I'm awake for most of the night, which by 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes I'm a bit no use to anybody until I've had a rest. But it's a different mindset of nights because there isn't all the people here in the day that is here at night. So I normally, on when you go to a ward at night, I'll just be greeted by the ward staff. I won't have any consultants, I won't have any therapy staff, I won't have anything like dietitians, I won't have any senior sisters. It would just be the very skeleton staff that are there at night. So the hospital is very, very different at night. Very, very different.
You do have to do really, really good planning and trying to make use of every opportunity that you can to try and get that in. Because I didn't like to try and do too much stuff in the evening, because that's when my wife and kids will be home and after school, and you wanted to do a few things with them. So I tried to cram in as much during the day as I possibly could.
It is a lot. It's a lot of work, a lot of work. I mainly in my role when I was studying as well, I was on nights, so I'd wake up after doing three sets of nights and wake up sort of midday thinking, God, I've got an assignment due in the next couple of weeks. It's a lot of work doing master's level study. And I was lucky I had the support of my good wife, my dearly beloved wife and family, I think, who put up with me for the 3 years of trying to study. And there was ever such a great help, because I think without the support of my friends or family, I would have really struggled, because it is a lot of time consuming where you're working full time, but you've also got to, you're also studying full time essentially as well.
A advanced practice has really, really grown over the last few years. And the good thing about the advanced practice roles are they're not just open for nurses, so it's not just about nurses. It's about other healthcare professionals such as midwives, pharmacists, physios, occupational therapists, podiatrists, speech and language therapists, occupational therapists. There are many different healthcare professions who can develop into advanced practice roles. Here at the Trust, we're actually at Great Western, we're pretty forward thinking. So we've got around 70 advanced practitioners in various stages, some trained, some going through the training. And out of those 70, about 66% come from a nursing background, but the other third come from allied health professionals. It's about working at a senior level, it's about working as a senior decision maker within our environment, but one of the, or speciality. There's been lots of research coming on about this, sort of certainly national research, lots of papers, which have been showing that wherever you put advanced practitioners, wherever they start to work, you improve patient outcomes, you improve patient care, you improve service delivery. And that's effectively because you've got really senior clinicians working in a really good sort of senior role within your speciality, so they can help to push that forward and help support junior staff.
It's rewarding to the sense of the fact that if I go into get called to see a patient, I know I can see, I can treat them, I can write a good plan in place without having to work as an autonomous practitioner, so work very autonomously. And I think having that sense of autonomy that actually they hadn't had to wait for hours to see a doctor, they hadn't had to wait for so many hours to see somebody else, that we've come along, we've put a good plan in place, and you can see the end results. And generally what we tend to do is go and see the patients that we saw the night previous and see actually how they've got better, and actually has people agreed with our plans and what we've put in overnight, and see actually a lot of consultants will say, yes, absolutely, this is the right thing to do, we completely carry on with the ACP plan.
That was the story of two of our advanced clinical practitioners, Neil and Nathan. You can find out more about the work of our ACPs on the Health Education England website, www.hee.nhs.uk. More episodes of Great to Talk are available wherever you find your podcasts, and click subscribe to automatically download future episodes.